It's Friday, March 22nd, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Atlas IED, innovative audio solutions for every business environment.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 377. I am joined by Don Mead, Nate Snyder, and Chris Backus talking about 8K. Chris Backus starts off talking about when it's time for integrators to seriously consider 8K.
You know, years ago when it first came out, I was surprised in reading this article and researching a little bit more about it to learn that the standard was actually defined, I believe it was in 2007 by SMPTE, and then the first display was shown in 2012 at CES by Sharp. And so, you know, the cable is now there from a DisplayPort spec and a HDMI spec to support the bandwidth requirements for it. So I believe that time to start has passed, and it's time to pay attention. As for the applications, I think all of this large front view LED has an application there for the size of screens you're getting to. As far as the article itself and the VR element of it, 1 inch off my eyeball, I don't know if I'm going to actually appreciate that 4K or 8K difference, but I think the point is, as a technology, it's there in the market. Manufacturers are creating displays that support it. They're shipping. And so as a result, our customers are going to be asking for it. And so we need to be knowledgeable beyond how many Ks are there. And we need to be, you know, it's 16 times the resolution of a 1080p display. Do we need that, right? And if you do for your application, like Nate said, if you have $1 million, let's go for it. If not, we're at least talking them off the ledge to say, this is bleeding edge technology that you may not need in your application. We might be able to save a little money here. If having 8K is important, even just for bragging rights, that's great. Let's go down that path. We have resources and tools now in the industry to be able to do that. But if it's not critical to your environment, let's save the money, put it towards other parts of the project, and you know, really just kind of offer that value add to the customer to value engineer the deal based on what they need for their application. The nice thing is we have it in our toolbox. The frustrating thing is it's likely to be finicky, like we found with some original 4K and just more HDMI challenges. But that aside, it's here. That time to start caring has passed. We need to be caring because product is shipping.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.